Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And it is truly Friday Night Live, and as you can tell, during a live broadcast, anything can happen. And that goes to prove it. Scott Spears live in studio with you here on this beautiful Friday night, May Day 2020, the first day of May 2020. Live in studio with Bailey Hunt Bales, as the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, just said.
Yeah. No. You told me I looked like a boy. That was rude.
I did tell you looked like a boy right before we went on. People can't see you, so they don't get to see you like I get to see you. You're not all glammed up tonight, like when you take those pictures.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too great, so, you know.
That's not something to say to somebody when you are in the middle of a pandemic and sitting across from them.
I know. But I don't have a fever. I checked before I came.
Oh, well, I'll sleep good tonight.
My son does, but I do not.
Oh, I'll sleep even better tonight.
Yeah, so there's that. But it's fine. We're all good.
Boy, that is strange. I don't know why that played. I don't even know where that came from.
I don't know.
That is very strange. Anyway, so what's on your mind, Bales? How was your week?
It was good, I guess. What did I do? I worked.
Well, you're full of energy tonight. I can feel it in my bones Night Live broadcast here.
I worked all week, so. One day I got off at 12:45 because we had no work to do. But today we didn't even get finished with our work, so.
And what did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
That day, but you got off early.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean? I cleaned my house, did some laundry, made some cups and some shirts, and yeah.
How nice.
I know.
Now, you and I this week started a new thing, a Facebook Live
show. Yeah. I was like, what did we start?
2 nights ago.
Look, my memory is not that great today, apparently.
And we've got 2 hours to go.
I know. That's scary.
By the way, if somebody'd like to call in, 740-383-9944, I'm sure you're listening from the fishing hole today because it is beautiful out there and going to be beautiful tomorrow.
I need my list of jokes.
Well, shouldn't you have said that before we went on?
Shouldn't you
have showed up to the pre-show meeting?
I know. I guess I could look some up. I'll make my own
jokes. No. I got the jokes.
Yeah.
I got the jokes. We'll start off with my favorite joke. Hold on. Let me get the folder out.
I'm not saying that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great joke. Ouch! Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
No.
Come on, this is my favorite joke.
Hold on, can I tell you a joke?
No.
Why?
Because you tell jokes badly.
No, this is going to be great.
Go ahead.
What do you get from a pampered cow?
What do you get from a pampered cow?
Spoiled milk.
Ooh.
Oh, that's so funny. Do you get it?
No, it was bad.
No, do you get it? Because the cow is spoiled if it's pampered?
Yeah, I understand that.
Oh, okay.
The delivery was just poor. Because here's how you deliver a joke. You got to hit the last word.
Hold on. What did Mr. and Mrs. Hamburger name their daughter?
What did Mr. and Mrs. Hamburger name their daughter?
Patty.
Oh.
Did you like how I said that?
It was a little... But you gotta pound it. You gotta pound in the punchline.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Like, I'll teach you how to tell a joke here.
Oh, I got a good one. This is a good one.
I thought that last one was a good one.
This is a real good one.
Go ahead.
What language do pigs speak?
What language do pigs speak?
Swine language. Instead of sign language, swine language. You're supposed to laugh at me.
That was a bad joke.
That was not bad.
That was a bad joke. Here we go. Here's my favorite joke. Did you hear about the Alabama quarterback who tried to throw himself on the floor in a fit of rage?
No.
He missed. That's my second favorite. I had to build up to my first one. Are you ready for the big one?
No.
Oh, you know what it is. It's a good joke. Here we go. What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
I don't know.
No, you say the words back.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
Do you know? One belongs in a bowl and one doesn't. Draw your own conclusions.
You're funny.
Hilarious.
I don't think you're funny.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
They're really laughing at home right now. Their heads are slapping back laughing at home.
People love me, you know. And I don't think they think it's funny that you make fun of my favorite team.
You know, here's the thing. I believe that people say nice things about you because they feel that I pick on you. But the reality is, I don't.
What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
I might have talked there. I don't really know. What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
It gets towed away. We need like a laugh track.
Yeah, we need one for those jokes you're telling. Holy mackerel.
Oh, that's so funny.
So what did you make of the Facebook Live program we did?
Oh, that was so much fun. I like answering questions. Probably because I'm an open person. So when people ask me questions, I like to answer. I like it when people want to know stuff about me. It makes me feel good.
See, but when we first met, you lied and told me you were a closed book.
Yeah.
You lied.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've done that too, so.
No! When did I lie?
We're not going to speak about this.
No, tell me when I lied. I want to know.
Today.
Oh, that was a lie? You know, I don't know if that's really a lie.
We're not speaking about
it. We're not going to speak about it. You want to answer some questions? We can do that.
Okay.
I'll get out the Proust questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
Where is the Proust questionnaire? I have it in here. I did this on another show, and it went really well. Oh, here it is. It's a psychological test.
Ooh, that's what I'm going to school for.
Well, that'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready?
Maybe I'll actually find out what's wrong with you once I finish school.
Because you're answering questions?
No, when I finish school, I'll be able to psychologically figure you out.
Do you think there's a problem?
Maybe.
And before we get started here, what's my problem?
I don't know. I haven't finished school yet.
But where are you having an issue here that you think there's a problem?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Go ahead and tell me.
You're a little temperamental sometimes.
I am? No, that's not true.
I'm just kidding. No, but you did tell me you were angry today.
Oh, yeah, about not mowing the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And I said, oh, from the person that never gets angry?
No, I'm unemotional. I don't know what that's about, but I am unemotional.
Well, you know.
That's just one of them things.
I guess.
I'm unaware. That's the problem. Like today when you were upset, I had no idea.
And then I was just like, wabam.
Like four wabams.
Yeah.
All right, this is the famous...
Hold on, did you like how I said, I'm done talking about this? And then I said, well, the last part that I want to say...
Well, you were done talking about it like three times. And you kept going on and on and on and on. And my favorite part was, and this won't make any sense to anybody, but at one point during the whole conversation, because you wrote like a book.
Yeah.
And at one point during the book...
I should get it published.
You said, this is what it's about. But then you clearly, earlier in the conversation, had negated what you had said it was about by saying something else. So, that's showbiz. That was your day today.
Yep.
You were angry with me.
I had a rough day all around.
You were angry with me.
I know.
Kind man that I am.
That's funny. I didn't know it was Scott tells a joke.
I told some jokes earlier on. What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
Alabama's better.
Than Cheerios?
Oh, yeah. I hate Cheerios.
We'll get you some next week.
Ugh.
Cheerios for dinner. Ugh. What's for dinner? Cheerios. Here we go. This is the make a noise like that. This is the famous... By the way, you can call in anytime. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this is the famous Proust questionnaire developed by Dr. Proust. Here we go.
Okay.
What's your idea of perfect happiness?
Ooh. Let's see. Giving my kids the life that they want.
What is your greatest fear?
Losing. Well, I kind of have two. So, like, it'd be something happening to one of my kids. And I'm also afraid to, like, die young and my kid, like, when my kids are young, because I don't want them to not have a mom.
What is the trait you deplore most in yourself?
I don't even know what that means. You can't use big words.
All right, let me Bailey it up. What is the trait you dislike most about yourself?
Oh, I have a temper.
I can do about 7 or 8 on this question alone. Of you, not me.
Yeah.
What is the trait you deplore most in others?
When I ask them stuff and they won't tell me.
Oh, really? No wonder we don't get along.
Right, I know.
Here we go. Get ready for this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Which living person do you most admire?
Which living person?
Yep.
My grandma.
Nice. What's your greatest extravagance?
What do you mean?
Do I have to Bailey that one up too?
Yeah.
What's your greatest, the thing you spend money on?
Like, the most expensive thing I have?
Or just you, the thing you like to spend money on the most.
Oh. I would say, honestly, the thing that I spend money on the most would probably be travel sports for my son.
On it's yourself. What's your greatest
extravagance? On myself?
Yeah.
Clothes and shoes.
There you go.
For sure.
What is your current state of mind?
A little crazy.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Well, yeah.
Crazy tonight.
No. It's been a rough day.
I can understand.
Yeah.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue? Bailey that one up. What do you consider to be a trait in somebody else that is overrated? That this is something that, why do people care so much about it?
Oh, money.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
On what occasion do you lie?
Whenever I'm talking to you. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was funny.
Go ahead.
I've lied to save someone else's feelings. Like, not necessarily, I don't know, I don't want to consider it a lie. Like, I guess more burden myself, you know, than because I don't want to upset other people.
I have no idea what you just said.
I don't either.
What are you talking about?
Like, I guess I'll under-exaggerate a situation.
Under-exaggerate. Yeah. Exaggerate means make big. And you're going to under-exaggerate?
Yeah, I'm going to make it small.
So you're just,
I'm going to minimize the situation.
Yeah, not under-exaggerate. That was all wrong.
Look, okay, I'm just starting college on Monday.
Oh, man.
No, I'm going to minimize. I minimize the situation so I don't hurt the other person's feelings. Or, like, I don't know how to explain it.
This is the lie question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right
now.
I think you're lying about this question, so it's
know.
A whole thing.
I don't really know.
I don't know what that means, but we'll go with it.
I don't understand. I mean, I understand, but like,
what
I don't
are you
know.
Saying? Try to run that by me again.
I don't know.
On what occasion do you lie? That's the question.
Like, if I'm trying to save someone's feelings from getting hurt.
Like, in what way?
Like, if someone's ugly and they're like, oh, someone said I'm ugly. And I'm like, oh, no, you're beautiful.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You know.
Well, that's common.
Yeah.
Big deal. What do you dislike most about your appearance?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what this is. You've told me this before.
I don't remember.
Okay, you're perfect. I forgot.
Excuse
me.
No, what did I say?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not giving your answers.
I don't know. No, I mean, like, there's a lot of things that I don't like about my appearance.
Well, just give us one.
I don't.
This is radio.
I know, but I'm trying to. I don't know. I don't like that everything's flat.
Draw your own conclusions about that. Jeez, Louise.
Well, I mean, I guess that would be it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that I've had braces a couple times and my teeth are still not straight.
Okie doke. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Which living person do you most despise? I know the answer to this one, too.
Can I plead the fifth?
And it's not me.
No, it would be my ex-stepdad.
Oh, this is interesting. What is the quality you most like in a man?
Are we going based off track record?
No, because the track record's a little spotty.
No, you know, it's funny because, like, almost every guy I've dated has had brown eyes. Is that, like, weird? I don't know why.
Is that a trait?
I mean, it's...
I don't think that's a quality.
It's a characteristic.
Yeah.
I want them to be, like, nice and genuine. Because I've been in some situations where they're not nice. So.
Nor genuine.
Yeah.
What is the quality you like most in a woman?
I guess be friendly. I don't know. I don't have a lot of girlfriends.
It's strange because you look like a boy tonight, so it's a little different.
Right. I know. I don't have makeup on. I have my hair up.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Literally.
You literally do use literally a lot.
And you hate it.
I hate that.
Oh, but you used it 3 times in a row tonight.
No. What and where?
When does Scott most likely lie? The radio.
No, I'm honest on the radio. This is like a lie detector machine for me.
Right.
What talent would you most like to have?
Oh, I wish that I could sing.
Yeah. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I would have more common sense. I have a lot of book smart, but my common sense just not so much.
You know, I'd agree with that. I don't think we've ever talked about that. I think that's probably true.
Oh, yeah. Except English. I suck at English.
Yeah, you're not exactly speaking the Queen's English.
Yeah.
Well, this will be interesting. Let's go to the phones. You're on Friday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Saul.
Oh, Chip, how are you doing?
Good.
You enjoying this show tonight?
Yeah.
How you doing during the pandemic?
Good.
Good? It's good to hear from you.
Staying in the house again.
You're staying in the house again?
Yeah.
All right, way to be, Chip.
And the 820, what? In May 29th, no more stay in the house no more.
Yep, May 29th right now is our stay-at-home order. So you're going to stay inside till May 29th, right?
Yeah.
So everything good with you, Chip?
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
No.
All right. What'd you have for dinner tonight?
A pizza.
Ah, what kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
Well, Chip, I'm so glad you're out there listening. And Chip, the police department named their canine after Chip. Right, Chip?
Yeah.
Chip, I love you. Thank you for calling in.
And we like the show.
Because I'm on it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chip.
Did Charlie come back yet?
You know, Charlie will be back soon. I actually saw Charlie today.
Good.
Yeah. So he'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Chip, one of my dear, dear friends.
You know, I've met him before.
Yeah, Chip's great. I love Chip.
Yeah, he is. He always says hi to me.
Chip is one of the friendliest people I know.
I know.
I just love Chip.
Me too.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And a lot of people have asked about Charlie. Charlie's just taking some time off to recoup some energy. I know a lot of people want to know. And I said I saw Charlie this afternoon, a matter of fact.
That's what I need to do. Take some time off to recoup some energy.
Charlie and I have been together now a long time. It's been a happy, happy friendship.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. What do we got next here? What do we leave off on?
Something.
Well, if you could change something about yourself, what would it be?
I want to be able to sing. Oh, wait.
No.
No, that was not. Oh, see, my brain's... I said common sense.
Oh, yeah, and I agreed, and I agreed with you. What do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
Well, actually, I got... I received the highest award with the company that I'm with that you can achieve, so that's pretty cool.
Good.
Because I've only worked there for 3 years now. Four years.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
I mean, like a... like.
That was pretty self-explanatory.
Like a person...
or a thing.
Well, yeah.
You know, I just kicked my shoes off under the desk. I've never done that before.
I don't have mine on.
But that feels good. I think it's when it's warmer outside.
Well, I have sandals on, so, but I don't have my shoes on.
I have socks on, but...
Well, I have socks on, too.
Okay.
I have my slides, so... Let's see. I don't know. I want to be a lion so I could eat people that I didn't like.
That's nice. Where would you most like to live?
Can I pick three places?
Go ahead.
Alabama, Texas, or Hawaii.
There you go. What is your most treasured possession?
Like an actual possession, or like, can I say my kids?
No, that's not a possession.
Oh. My car.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
What?
We did the greatest happiness. This is the lowest depth of misery.
That sounds so miserable.
Well, it's a psychological exam.
I don't understand. Like, what?
How are you going to get into psychology if you can't answer these Proust questionnaire questions?
Well, I haven't finished school yet, or started, but... What? What do you mean?
You do, like, have to start to finish.
Right. Yeah. What would make me the most miserable?
Or
what?
Yeah.
If I lost my kids.
What is your favorite occupation?
I always wanted to be a trauma surgeon. Isn't that so interesting?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
What is your most marked characteristic?
Like,
I just got the Bambi eyes. Deer in the headlights.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what is the characteristic people know you for the most? Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Everyone always compliments my eyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They change colors, you know.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Based on what I'm wearing and my mood.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah.
What do you value most in your friends?
A loyalty.
Who are your favorite writers? Have you ever read a book?
No.
Oh, there. Skip that one.
I mean, I have, but, like, not in a really, really long time. And I don't even know who wrote the book that I read, so.
Who is your hero of fiction?
Fiction is fake, right?
Right.
I told you, I'm not good at English.
I'd be a good therapist, wouldn't I? Reading these questions.
Who's my hero? Like, my favorite superhero?
Yeah, a fake hero. Person who's not real.
Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
Which historical figure do you most identify with? Do you know any historical figures?
Can we... you know what? I had to dress up as Harriet Beecher Stowe once.
And you identified with her?
No. I just had to dress... I was in a play, and that's who I was.
Man, folks, I'm telling you. I should get charged.
She's from Ohio.
Oh, fascinating.
Because we did it was like in fourth grade, I think, we did the Heroes of Ohio play.
Well, here.
And the author, I actually have a signed book from that author, and I don't even know who it is.
Who are your heroes in real life?
In real life, my grandparents and my mom.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are your favorite names?
Oh, like, besides my kids?
Well, those would probably be the favorites.
Okay, yeah. Well, but I have more.
Go ahead.
So, if I were to have a kid now, Which I'm not, but if I were, if I had a girl, I'd want to name her Eliza. And if I had a boy, I'd want to name him Malachi.
Interesting.
I know. Isn't that so?
Ah. What is it you most dislike?
Like anything? People.
Oh.
No, I only dislike some people. Today's just been one of those days where I've just disliked people.
I was on that list today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do we know? What do you most dislike? You're the one who wanted to be asked questions. That's how we got on this thing.
I dislike the most, the thing I most dislike would be my allergies.
What's your greatest regret?
I don't have any.
Baloney.
No, because like everything that I've done, I guess, has made me who I am. I don't know.
Too many to count, huh?
I think if I were to go back in time, what I would have done is I would, because Caden, I was always so afraid that his real dad was going to, like, take him away from me. So I never, like, went through child support, and he was never, like, a part of his life. And I never, so, you know, there was no, like, he was not on the birth certificate or anything. And now, like, since I've been fighting, you know, for 2 years now to get anything, and Caden will be 10 this year, I think that I would have done that sooner, because he never would have tried to take him. So,
how would you like to die?
Oh, my.
By the way, this is the Proust questionnaire, folks. These are not my questions.
I don't want to die. I want Jesus to come back before I die.
That's not the question. The question is, how would you like to die?
If I had, I'd want it in my sleep.
What is your motto?
Oh, I don't know. I guess always be positive.
And that is the Proust questionnaire, folks.
That was intense.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a psychological evaluation.
So what did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yeah.
About you?
Yep.
Well, I learned, I know most things about you. I could have taken this for you. But I know most of those things. The thing is that we have had a pretty open relationship in the time we've known each other, so I know most of the reasons behind most of those things. But it's interesting because, you know, it's a funny thing because what I learned and what I kind of know are interesting. So, yeah, they kind of meet up there.
Okay.
Not a bad thing. So there you are.
Sorry, I had to burp.
Now here's one about, we're going to do a top 10 list. Are you ready? This is comedy. Are you ready?
Top 10.
Give me a drum roll. Top 10 list tonight from the home office in Sioux City, Iowa. Well, we already got the laughs.
Oh, okay.
You know what? We're going to pause for just one moment so we can hear Ted Williams' promo, and then we're going to come back with the top 10 list, tonight's top 10 list. Everybody get ready. We're coming back in a very short.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live. Every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
And we're back.
We're back.
We are back. Our top 10 list tonight from the home office in Sioux City, Iowa. Give us a drum roll.
Ouch.
Top 10 signs no one likes you.
Oh, this is perfect.
This is perfect for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 10. Every time someone gives you their phone number, it begins 555.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, mercy me. Okay. Number 9.
Okay.
Top 10 signs nobody likes you. No echo when you yell from the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Hmm. Ooh, I'm going to go there sometime. I think that'd be cool.
I'd go with you. Stand right next to you.
No. I don't think that's a good idea.
Number 8. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. New Year's Eve, every New Year's Eve party you go to breaks up around 10:30.
Hmm.
Number 7. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. When playing touch football, you always seem to be going long. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. National Council of Churches agrees that God listens to all prayers except yours.
Oh.
Little rough.
that's rough.
Man, they've decided that.
Yeah.
Man. This is about you, by the way.
Oh, is it?
It is. Number 5. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. Your parents introduce you as an acquaintance.
Oh,
number 5 was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good. Number 4, top 10 signs nobody likes you. You missed easy grounder to lose sixth game of the 1986 World Series.
I wasn't even born then.
But you look it. All right. Oh, this is beautiful. Number 3. Are you ready for number 3?
Number 3.
Number 3 is a killer.
Okay.
Are you
I'm
ready? Top 10 signs nobody likes you. Number 3, your name is Bailey Hunt.
Whatever.
That's right on the list from the home office in Sioux City, Iowa.
No, it's not.
It is. It's right there.
No, it's not.
It's right there. Black and white. Number 3 on the list of top
That's
10 signs nobody likes
you.
That's
not what it says. I can see.
What's it say?
I don't know. I don't have my glasses on. What does it say?
Your name is Bailey Hunt.
No, it's
top 10
not.
Signs nobody likes you.
Ouch.
Oh, did you rip your ear off? What's wrong with you?
Well, my earring got, like, caught in the
Well, that'll
headphones.
Teach you to wear those gypsy earrings.
I've
Here we go.
Had this earring in since 7th grade.
Top 10 signs nobody likes you. Number 2. MCI operator laughs hysterically when you ask about the friends and family plan.
So, like, for real, though, what was number 3?
That was number 3.
No, it was not.
Your name is Bailey Hunt.
No,
number 3,
number
written
three.
On the paper, black and white,
Let
from
the
home office the in Sioux City, Iowa.
You can't hold it back that far. You're shaking it. And that number 3 is way too long to even say that. Yeah, that's... No.
Number 3 is nice and short.
No, it's not.
It's a little short.
That's number 4.
I flattened it out.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, now number 1, get the drum roll ready.
I'm not drum rolling until you tell us number 3.
That's what number 3 is.
Then hand me the paper. Don't hold it back 6 feet.
Does anybody want to call in with... Hey, listen, everything's going to be 6 feet during this quarantine. 6 feet apart.
Look, I wore slides for a reason. I'll throw this shoe at you.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to call in on this May Day. Oh, she's got her shoe off, and I can smell it. 740-383-9944. She's got little feet, but they stink like
no, they
big
don't.
Feet.
No,
you
they
smelled
don't.
Your shoe. That's why nobody likes you.
They don't smell like anything. These are new shoes.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Chip, you know the number 3 reason is your name is Bailey Hunt. People don't like you.
He likes me.
Chip doesn't like you.
Yes, he does.
He told me in private. He said that girl with the dyed hair and the smelly feet. Woo, stinko malinko.
Yeah, whatever.
Here we go. Give me the drum roll.
No.
We got 7 minutes. I got to get the number. Drum roll it. Drum roll it. Come on. Better than that. Hit me with the big drum roll. There you go. You got to do it till I say it. And the number 1 reason. And the number. It sounds like the helicopter is about to run out of gas. Give me a good drum roll. And the number 1 reason from Sioux City, Iowa that no one likes you. 3 words. Soup for 1.
What?
Soup for 1.
Oh, like you're eating dinner by yourself.
Oh, wow, you got that. It's always good when you explain the jokes. What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
I don't know.
One belongs in a bowl, one doesn't. So, 54 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind?
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Oh, man. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Between you and me, something smells.
They're laughing at home now. Holy moly.
They probably are. I'm funny.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chocolate.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I don't really eat weird stuff.
I bet you have.
No, I don't think
so. We ought to do the show in a southern accent one night.
That's normal for me.
Not really. It's kind of gotten less lately.
Yeah.
Only certain words pop out. You got south in your mouth.
South in my mouth?
South in your mouth. Y'all join us. We could sing the Grand Ole Opry song.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
We did that from the Opry.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't want to do that again.
How nice.
Look, we sang Titsworth last week. And I
sang... That got big. Big
and
response.
I sang... Was it the first week I sang a song, or was it last week I sang? It was last week, yeah. And then I went home, and everyone was singing karaoke, so I sang some more.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice. Big. Funny.
Well, my cousin says that nobody likes singing karaoke with her because she can actually sing really well. And I was like, yeah. She was like, well, nobody likes to sing with me. And I was like, well, yeah, it's because you're good at singing. She's like, she was like, well, you can sing with me. And I was like, no, because I suck. And she was like, no, you're fine. You can sing. And I was like, she totally paused. And I was like, okay.
Well, we've all heard you.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's... It's not on key.
Yeah, I know. I can't sing. And it's really irritating to me because when I'm in the car by myself, man, I belt it out.
And how do you think that sounds if we would put a recorder in there?
Oh, it would be terrible. I've recorded myself before.
Because you thought it sounded good?
I just wanted to see what it sounded like.
See,
because, you know, it sounds so different, like, to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you say something, you sound different than, like, what other people hear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I recorded myself, and it was terrible, but it's fine.
Well, we've got 3 minutes here. I asked you a bunch of questions. You got any questions for me?
Where are your glasses?
Right there.
Oh,
on the
I
desk.
I see them, yeah.
Well, that was deep. What else you got?
Why do people think you're an only child?
You know, I don't know. I guess because I don't talk about any siblings. That's okay, though, isn't it?
I guess. Do you know how many siblings I have?
Well, I know about 4.
Which 4?
2 brothers and 2 sisters.
Oh, I have 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, people don't know your stuff either.
I know. It's kind of crazy. It's a lot.
I don't bring up siblings.
Oh, I do. Everyone's always amazed at how many I have.
Well, who wants to know how many siblings I have?
Oh, I don't care if people want to know. I'm going to tell them.
Well, see, I just don't have anything to bring up. I don't have any interesting sibling stories that anybody'd be interested in.
My sister pretended to be me one time when she got pulled over.
How'd that go?
She didn't know my social security number and she didn't have my license, so not very well.
Ooh, that's bad. That is bad.
Oh, that was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny then.
Probably not, but...
No.
Oh, let's see. We've got some more questions here. We'll come up with something here during the break. It is May Day. Do you know what May Day is all about?
No. I have no idea.
But that's what today is.
Well, yeah, but I have no
idea.
May
Day.
All I can think of is, like, a person calling for help. May Day, May Day.
No, that's not what it is.
I know, but that's all I can
think of.
It's
something else. That's not what it would be. Don't Google it.
Why?
Because we want people to tell us what May Day is.
Oh, well, I don't like to not know stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, the phone lines will remain open, 740-383-9944. You are live listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. It is Friday Night Live on this Friday night, May the 1st, 2020. 5-1-2020. There'll only be one 5-1-2020. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Only once will this day ever happen.
Well.
And it shall never again.
That's with every day.
We'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.